Darkness had fallen when Matthias and his search party reached the foothills of the gorge. Orlando looked about in the still night, brandishing his axe.
I don't like it, Matthias,
the badger remarked.
Neither do I, friend. But we've got to take the chance. We can't afford to wait until dawn. They may know we're following and have pushed on ahead.
Basil Staghair pulled Sheik back as he tried to bound forward.
I agree with you, old scout. Got to take the chance, what? Faint heart never found fair young'uns.
Then we'd best stick together in case of a trap.
Jabez Stump cautioned. Jess Squiddle chattered her teeth angrily.
Trap? I'll give them trap if I lay paws on the filthy scum.
Matthias silenced them with a wave of his sword.
Keep your voices down. Sound echoes in a place like this. We'll push forward fast and see if we can't spring our own ambush. But Jabez is right. Stay together.
A half moon threw its pale light down into the hilly canyon, making eerie shadows as it played with the breeze stirring the stunted trees that grew amid the rocky foothills. Matthias marched silently in the lead, the fur at the back of his neck rising stiffly with the feeling of hidden danger. Orlando dropped to the rear and walked with a sideways shuffle, checking behind them as he gripped his huge war axe low on its haft, ready to swing like a deadly scythe at any backstabbers. Perched high on the tor of the hill beside a large mound of rocky rubble, Slagar whispered to Bagai.
Where are they now? Can you see them?
The stoat nodded.
I can make out the shape of their group. They've entered the canyon now, see, by those juniper bushes, and they're heading this way.
The cruel one pulled the eyeslit of the silken hood wide around his eye.
Ah, yes, that's our little friends, all right. Now, keep perfectly still and have those poles ready to pour. When I give the order, follow my lead.
Skinpaw crouched behind Slagar with his paw resting on the long pole that was lodged beneath the rocky pile. Without looking back, Slagar hissed.
Get your scurvy paw off that pole, you idiot! I don't want even a speck of dust to fall and betray our position.
The weasel withdrew his paw swiftly. Down in the canyon, Cheek made a bound forward. Jess grabbed him by the tail.
Where are you off to, little water dog?
It's a river. See the moonlight glinting off it? Let me go.
Basil wagged an admonitory ear at the garrulous otter.
Steady in the ranks there, young Cheek. This is no time to go swimming. Where do you think you are at an otter's diving gala?
Jabez cast around by the river's edge.
They camped here for sure. See, some of the damp paw marks are still visible. Now, let's see where they'd be moving from here.
The untidy hedgehog rummaged about, snuffling and grunting quietly.
There. Yonder cave is the perfect place to stay the night.
Matthias peered at the dark cave entrance, silhouetted against the lighter hillside scree in the thin moonlight.
You're right, Jabez. The good thing about it is it looks as if there's only one way in or out. We'll get as close as we can, then rush it. Be careful how you strike in there. We don't want to injure any young ones. Cheek, you could come in useful there. Do you think you could get the captives out of the cave, away from the battle?
The otter withdrew his tail from Jess's paw and gave a salute.
Of course! I promise you they'll be safe, Matthias.
Basil nudged Orlando.
Very good. Top hole, what? Our cheeks shaped up like a proper warrior to that. I knew in me heart there was something good about that young rip. I was right. Give him something positive to do and he turns up trumps. Mentioned in dispatches, Cheek Miletto.
Orlando turned to Matthias, his eyes beginning to glint red.
The masked fox is mine, warrior.
Only if you find him first, friend.
Agreed. What are we waiting for?
Not a thing. Let's go.
The great sword of Redwall and the battle axe of the Western Plain swung aloft like twin cold fires in the moon gleam.
Redwall!
Eulalia!
Moth, flower, give 'em blood and vinegar!
Three things happened at once. The Search's war party thundered into the cave, swinging and yelling. Seven fugitive heads popped up out of the water at the sound of their parents and friends. Three pairs of enemy paws heaved the poles upwards, sending a landslide of earth, rock, scree, and soil hurtling downwards over the mouth of the cave.